أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ تمشي أختك فتقول هل أدلكم على من يكفله فرجعناك إلى أمك كي تقض عينها ولا تحزن وقتلت نفسا فنجيناك من الغم وفتناك فتونا فلبثت سنين في أهل مدين ثم جئت على قدري يا موسى صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 40 of Surah Taha. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala began speaking about وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّ عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى, that O Musa, we bestowed upon you our favors yet another time. When Allah had bestowed him nubuwat, Allah spoke to him, Allah had given him the two great miracles that Allah had bestowed upon him. And now Allah Ta'ala continues to speak about some of the favors that Allah bestowed upon Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah says, إِذْ تَمْشِي أُخْتُكَ, that time also is worthy of remembering when your sister walked, the mother had put him into the casket like the previous ayah, and she put her trust in Allah, and she placed that casket into the waters of the river. And then she said to her daughter, the sister of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, that walk at a distance and see where Musa alayhi salatu wassalam reaches. In other words, be very vigilant about his safety. فَتَقُولُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ يَقْفُلُ, then she said to the people that should I guide you to somebody who will take care of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Now the incident is famous once again, that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, that casket went into the palace of Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam needed to be breastfed, no one's milk. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam drank from the sister that was following, found it opportune. And now she says to the people that I will guide you to somebody whose milk Musa alayhi salatu wassalam will drink. فَرَجَعْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ, so she guided them to her mother, and Allah Ta'ala says, كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا, so that you will become the coolness of her eyes. وَلَا تَحْزَنَ, and she would not fear, she would not have any grief. And this is the way that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had planned it. Allah Ta'ala speaks about another incident in the life of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, in which Allah Ta'ala bestowed, وَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا, you killed a person, فَنَجَّيْنَاكَ مِنَ الْغَمِّ, then we had emancipated and freed you from grief. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam one morning gets up, and when he goes into the city, two people are arguing. One was an Israeli, the other was a Coptic. The Coptic was taking advantage over the Israeli. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam tried to stop him, and in that stop he struck a blow and that person passed on. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَنَجَّيْنَاكَ, Musa, we freed you from all of that, مِنَ الْغَمْ, from the grief you had gone through. وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونَا, and O Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, we tried you and we saved you from many trials. Now when we look at the life of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam up to this point, there is a very lengthy hadith from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The hadith in itself, the muhaddithin have called hadith futun, that he spoke about this to his student Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he explained and he expressed these different trials that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tried Musa alayhi salam and Allah ta'ala had saved him. So the gist of this hadith were five times up to this point, the trials of Musa alayhi salam were not simple, it was actually the life of Musa alayhi salam that was endangered. The one is the very famous incident, once again, was even before the birth of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, that now he was destined by Allah Ta'ala to be born in that year in which Fir'aun was slaughtering the boys. That was a trial and a test from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spared Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. The second time that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's life was endangered was when the mother put him into the casket. And when that casket had gone into the palace of Fir'aun via one of the tributaries, the small rivers that went into the palace of Fir'aun, immediately the soldiers of Fir'aun, when they saw it was a boy, some of them recognized that this boy is an Israeli and he means danger and he must be killed. At that time the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya, she interceded, interjected, and she said, let's ask Fir'aun. So when she took Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, a little baby, few days old, she took him to Fir'aun, and she said that I love this child. Then Fir'aun said, because you love this child, but I got no need, we will keep him, we will spare him. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said an amazing thing at that time. Had at that time Fir'aun said that I also have a need and a love for him, Allah would have given him hidayat like how Allah had given Asiya. But at that time, a Nabi of Allah, and he said he had no need, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withdrew whatever possible hidayat that Fir'aun would have got. The third trial on the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was when this sister told the slave girls of Fir'aun that I know of a household that will breastfeed, a woman that will breastfeed. Immediately they became suspicious about her. That how do you know, if possible, you know who the parent of this child is, who the mother of this child is. So she responded by saying, no, that is not the actual case, but the actual case is the people are on need on the other side of town, in other words, where the Israel is. This woman will be able to breastfeed and she'll get a remuneration from Fir'aun, which will be beneficial. Allah Ta'ala made it that they got convinced at that particular time and they allowed her to go. And then, of course, we know that other famous incident we discussed, this Musa alayhi salatu wasalam pulled the beard of Fir'aun and slapped him, and then the test of the two trays. The test, one was of the coal and the other was of jewelry. At that time Fir'aun had also decided that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam must be killed. And then this is the last incident that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about, is when he pushed away that Qibti, that Coptic, and that person died. The life of Musa alayhi salam was endangered, warrant of arrest, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guided him to Madian. So these are some of the tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put Musa alayhi salatu wa salam through, and obviously Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made him successful. Inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallah. بسم الله لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.